Watch, suspect carrying gas in backpack bursts into flames when hit with stun gun. By Amy Furr on October 23, 2022. Arkansas State Police, ASP, troopers deployed a stun gun on a suspect following a recent motorcycle pursuit and the result was not what they expected. Law enforcement said the biker was carrying a can of gasoline in his backpack at the time, news anchor Mitchell McCoy reported Friday. Dashcam video shows troopers following closely behind a motorcyclist who zoomed past a stop sign in what appeared to be a residential area. The suspect then hopped off the bike and went out of the camera's range as sirens blared in the background. Moments later, the suspect was seen running from an officer who told him to get on the ground. The suspect fell down and seconds later, burst into flames as another officer ran towards them. "He's on fire. Extinguisher. Extinguisher," an officer called out as he ran to get the device. The suspect was seen rolling around in the dirt while trying to put out the blaze. At one point, he rose but fell again and continued trying to douse the fire by rolling on the ground. The officer quickly returned and used an extinguisher to put out the flames. Dashcam video shows troopers had been in pursuit with the motorcycle for about 8 minutes prior to the fire. ASP rendered medical aid until ambulance could arrive, McCoy also reported. Following the incident, the law enforcement agency said the man was expected to survive. A similar instance happened on September 21 when a motorcycle caught fire once the biker tried to run from an ASP trooper. For footage shared on the Arkansas State Police Video's YouTube channel. Meanwhile, rising violent crime across President Joe Biden's D. America is emerging as the deciding issue for voters in the upcoming midterm elections, Breitbart News reported October 5. A Politico poll released Wednesday found that 77% of Americans believe violent crime is a significant problem in the country. The survey also found that 74% of Americans believe violent crime is increasing nationally, while 88% think it is increasing or staying the same within their community. Americans also believe increasing police department funding is one of the top ways to combat the crime wave, with 37% of respondents thinking that would decrease crime a lot. In addition, the majority of American voters lay blame at the feet of woke politicians for the crime wave sweeping across the nation, according to a recent poll. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, Breitbart News reported.